Dave, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. I've got a lot of teams ready to go into playoff contention.
Yeah.
We got three games on Thursday. That's like 48 hours away.
Yep.
Thanksgiving's right. Going to be on Thursday, too, so you know I'm going to get fed like a horse.
Oh, yeah.
I am pumped.
Yeah, this is a big week in the league that Dustin and I are in, Dave, because I'm in second place with a record of 8-3. The guy who's in first place, 9-2, and we play each other this week. Big head-to-head.
Yeah.
That's a huge matchup right there. Yeah.
So when you're in a big game like that,
yeah,
you'll peek over at his lineup too, won't you?
Of course. I always take a look. Always got to take a look.
I won't do it unless I'm specifically in a matchup for either a playoff spot or for first place, something like that.
I did lose Chris Thompson in that league, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But I got Alvin Kamara, and he has been, my God, that guy's been good, huh?
Awesome.
Well, you can thank Sean Payton for all that because Kamara coming out, we knew he was a good pass catcher. We didn't think he was that great of a running back, and we weren't sure just how much of an opportunity he would get in New Orleans. And, you know, it's a combination of his play and Sean Payton believing in him that's led to him being, I think it's five straight weeks with double digits in fantasy points, and that's in a standard scoring league.
Right.
PPR, he and Ingram, I believe, are the number one and number two running backs in any type of PPR format.
It's amazing. It's amazing on the same team. All right, Dave, we got to replace some running backs, right? If you were relying on Chris Thompson, maybe you'd been relying on Aaron Jones, maybe you'd had, Javorius Allen in your lineup, who knows, and you got some decisions to make this week. Where are you going? Samaje Perine? You going Devontae Booker? You going Danny Woodhead? I don't know, you know, if he's available in so many leagues. Where are you going? Who are some running backs you're turning to this week?
Well, you mentioned P. Ryan. He's one of a handful of running backs. I would say Deion Lewis is in this mix. Woodhead's in this mix. Latavius Murray is in this mix, where they're widely owned. So you're not going to find them all on every waiver wire, but you might find one of them. So you go to your waiver wire and you see if they're out there and you pick them up. Certainly in the case of P. Ryan, there's a big workload waiting for him now that Chris Thompson's gone, and I think the Redskins, they don't really have a choice. They've got to trust him. Deion Lewis is like the main running back in New England. Woodhead's going to be the passing attack. Alex Collins might be out there in a handful of leagues. He looks like he's the other. He looks like he's the main running back for Baltimore. But you mentioned Devontae Booker, and I'm glad you did. I think he's going to be the lead guy for Denver once they come out of this. They've got a new play caller. They're going to get him up to speed, and I think Devontae Booker is going to replace C.J. Anderson as their main back. He led the way in snaps played, touches, and total yards last week. And he didn't fumble the ball in the fourth quarter. C.J. Anderson did. And once Anderson did, Booker came in. He took over. The best part about it all is that Booker's available in 77% of CBS leagues. You're going to be able to find him. And you might even be able to start him right away. He plays passing downs. He catches the ball a lot. He could end up being Denver's new lead back, and he could be a savior for fantasy owners for the playoff run.
Hey, I want to ask you about a Browns player, which is rare. Corey Coleman,
let's
now that he's back, is he someone you pick up?
Dustin, I think he's going to be very good for Cleveland. And I'm really curious to see what this offense looks like with Coleman and Josh Gordon on the field. And we might end up seeing that in a couple of weeks. But for now, it's all Coleman. The 80 yards he had last week, this is going to sound like a joke, second most of any wide receiver for the Browns this season. But now I'm not
joking. It's not a joke, yeah.
It's the second most the Jaguars have allowed to any wide receiver this season. So the targets, you can't help but think that they're going to stay up. He had 11 targets. He's going to figure to get 8, 9, 10 a game.
Kaiser likes
He's
to throw his way. Kaiser and him had a little connection in camp. I think that's a definite pickup.
So if you don't need a running back or if you miss out on Booker or any of the other guys that we talked about, Corey Coleman is who you make a beeline to. You get him on your roster tonight. And you consider starting him as soon as this week against Cincinnati.
Yeah, I pick him up because is Benjamin out?
Calvin
Benjamin.
It looks like he's not going to play. Yeah, he doesn't have a torn ACL. The Bills, the Bills are kind of funny these days because they don't even know how to pick a quarterback, and now they don't know what's going on with Calvin Benjamin's knee after a couple of days. Most teams know what's happening when a player hurts their knee, so they're keeping it under wraps. Figuratively and literally with what's going on with Benjamin, but I wouldn't expect him to play this week.
Yeah, it's a funny week. There's so few tight ends that are reliable, and some of the most reliable, Gronk, Evan Engram, Zach Ertz, all flopped last week.
Yep, it was a week where Ricky Seeley-Jones led the way.
Yeah.
And if you can tell me one fun fact about Ricky Seeley-Jones, I'll send you each a few bucks.
I can't. I don't think I can. Do you have a good fun fact?
Ricky Seeley-Jones?
Well, the only thing I can tell you about him is that he's a converted wide receiver from Texas A&M who got to play in his home state, and that's the only reason why he was out there for Arizona. He only played 8 snaps. He caught 2 touchdowns. Got a funny feeling we're not going to hear from him again this year, so don't go chasing Ricky Seeley-Jones off the waiver wire. And tight end, you're right, it's kind of grim right now. Charles Clay is someone that I think fantasy owners can go and find. He's available in 56% of CBS leagues. The one guy who's kind of interesting, and they call him Baby Gronk in Chicago, is Adam Shaheen. He's the Bears' version of David Njoku. Big guy, raw, but he's going to play a lot for Chicago. He's been playing a lot the last 2 weeks since the Bears' bye. They've gotten him involved in the offense. He's a touchdown or bust type of option, but he's got that Gronk size, 6'7", 275. It's going to be hard for defenses to match up with him. We could see him end up being an interesting tight end here. If he scores again this week, I think everybody's going to make a beeline to pick him up next week.
Dave, all my leagues are 2 quarterback leagues, so I don't have to worry about this. But if you're in a 1 quarterback league and you know, is there maybe you want to stream a quarterback this week because your quarterback maybe got hurt in the last couple of weeks, you're bouncing around or there's a bad matchup or something, is there anybody kind of off the radar usually that you like?
I don't know about off the radar because there's some good ones that are on the radar.
You right.
Start with Tyrod Taylor. You've got to assume anyway that Buffalo is going to make him their starter. They'll announce that tomorrow. But if they go back to Peterman, then they're dumber than I thought they were. Tyrod deserves the opportunity to start. He played great in a half last week, almost 20 fantasy points.
Yeah.
In one half, he was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're going to go to him. If you can't get him, Case Keenum deserves at least a spot start. And if you're one of these fantasy owners that's streaming quarterbacks, Andy Dalton is – I should have started with Andy Dalton because he's playing the Browns. And you can still get him in about a third of CS leagues. But if you're streaming quarterbacks, you're picking up Dalton, Tyrod Taylor, Case Keenum, or you're scooping by with quarterbacks just in general, go see if Aaron Rodgers is on your waiver wire and pick him up for the playoff run. He'll be back in week 15 if he's back at all, and you know what his potential is, 25-plus fantasy points per week. You can't leave that on the bench for your opponents to get.
Dave, Alex Smith, his play has tailed off a bit in recent weeks, last 3 games, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks. Andy Reid kind of called him out. They've lost 4 of 5. I doubt he's going to bench him for Mahomes, but I don't know. I mean, with the way there's been a lot of weird things this year, would you be nervous if you had Alex Smith right now?
I'd be nervous about him, but I think there's a lot to be nervous about in this Kansas City offense because it's not just Alex Smith who's stinking. Kareem Hunt has been on a straight nosedive ever since probably week 4 or so. Just hasn't been the same type of running back. This whole offense really just hasn't been the same. And it all kind of came to light against the Giants because everybody expected Kansas City to walk into New York and just stop them, and they didn't do it. I think this is kind of a get-right game for them at home against Buffalo, but the thing with Alex Smith is he typically doesn't put up big numbers at home. He does his best work on the road. Tyreek Hill also does his best work on the road, not at home. At least that's been the trend for this season.
Yeah.
It's a get-right spot for them, but it's also a get-right spot for Kareem Hunt, and I wonder if the Chiefs are going to be a little conservative now because they don't want Alex Smith going bombs away. That's not turned out to be a very good thing for them after all.
So, Dave, I'm in bad shape defense-wise in one of my leagues, and it's a really deep league where almost every most of the defenses are owned. So let me ask you this because maybe somebody's in the same situation. You had to stream one of these defenses this week. Raiders, Cowboys, or Browns?
And it's really just those three? It's the Raiders. But
I mean,
I don't think
the only other options are the Colts, the Giants, the Buccaneers, and the Dolphins because my two defenses are the Bears and the Packers. I can't play either of those this week.
Yeah, you're in rough shape.
Yeah,
your
defense.
You're definitely going with the Raiders. And it's unfortunate. I wouldn't recommend the Raiders in general, but they're playing against Denver. And we as exciting as it is that they're changing offensive coordinators, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to erupt for 28 points anytime soon. I just think the Raiders' pass rush needs to be a lot better than Khalil Mack. I don't think they have very many interceptions this year, if any. And they just fired their defensive coordinator, Ken Norton. So now it's John Pagano calling the shots for them. It's a mess. And it's weird, and I wouldn't want to use them. But guess who's got you? You do.
Yeah.
The one DST that's out there that I think people could gravitate toward this week is Atlanta. And despite what happened last night against Seattle, they've been playing really well.
Right.
They're available in 3/4 of CBS leagues, and I think they make a lot of sense against Tampa Bay.
All right, let's get some fan tweets here, some fan questions. Tweet them at us at Adam the Bull Fan, Dustin Fox 37. or at Bullet Fox. Novell says PPR. Should I start Flacco? Oh, I guess it doesn't matter. Quarterback. I don't know why people say PPR if it's quarterback, but Flacco, Goff, or Mariota?
Of those three, I'm going to go with Mariota. Love the matchup against Indianapolis, and typically when these teams get together, defense goes out the window. They've averaged almost 57 points per game since Mariota's been starting for Tennessee. So I think Mariota's got a real nice shot to have one of his best games of the year.
Bill tweets, Kenny Stills, Davante Adams, Emmanuel Sanders, Doug Baldwin, he needs two.
I'm going to go with Baldwin, and I'll take the chance on Sanders against the Raiders and their sloppy secondary.
Is Chris Hogan going to be back this week, you think?
He hasn't been practicing, and the Patriots typically don't start players who don't practice.
Right. Is Jordy Nelson a cut?
I wouldn't do it, but I also know that if he's your worst player on your bench and you know you're never going to start him, then I can understand why you would want to. And let's face facts, no one's going to start Jordy Nelson anytime soon. Those who do are going to need to see something good from him first. And so he'll be on your bench, he'll have a good game, you'll go back and start him, and then if he stinks again, you'll wish you never had him on your team. So if you get rid of him, if you need to pick up Booker, Coleman, Kenny Stills, Jamison Crowder is a real hot receiver that's going to be picked up off waivers. Mike Wallace is a great one-week fling for week 12. If you're getting those guys and Jordy is your worst player, say goodbye to Jordy Nelson. But if you can hold on to him, you might as well, because once Aaron Rodgers comes back, figure his numbers go up again.
We got another tweeter says, Goff or Newton?
I'm going to go with Cam.
Go Cam.
Against the Jets, it should be a fairly good matchup for him. Both teams coming off a bye. Goff lost Robert Woods. That was basically his number one receiver this year.
Yeah, that's true. Deion Lewis or Samaje Perine?
If I've got to start one of those, I'm going to go with Lewis. I think he's a little bit safer, both in standard and PPR. Got a great matchup against Miami. Should be able to find the end zone. I do like Perine this week. It's very close between these two. I think they're both top 20 running backs.
Perine or Booker for this weekend for the season?
For this week, Perine. For the season, I might say Perine for the season as well. I just think that the opportunity is too good to pass up.
Is Matt Forte back this week?
He is not expected to play. He's got a knee issue, but again, you've got to wait and see if he practices.
And we thought Bilal Powell was a great start in week 9, and he didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a good start this week if Forte's out?
I don't think so, because I don't think you can trust him.
Yeah.
There's this weird thing going on at the Jets where they use two running backs, and one of the running backs that they'll use if Forte's out is Elijah McGuire, and he's averaging like 3 yards per carry. I don't get it. I don't understand why they won't give Bilal Powell a big workload. He proved to them late last season that he would do great with it, and this year they're not trusting him. It's strange, to say the least.
Is Orleans Darkwa, who at least in my league has scored at least, it's a higher scoring league, but 17 points in 5 of the last 6 weeks, is he a legitimate RB2 at this point?
He is, and he's given you double digits, I believe, 3 of his last 4 games. The Giants have kind of landed on him as their main running back. Matchups have played a role, and certainly close games with the Giants have played a role. I'm sold on him as a number 2 running back this week, but it might be more of a low-end number 2 running back and not a guy that you can expect 12-plus fantasy points from.
I mean, who'd you rather have the rest of the year right now, Darkwa or Jerick McKinnon?
You know, McKinnon's been a big disappointment the last couple of weeks, and I think Latavius Murray is actually a really good start this week. Detroit's been bad against running backs. They have a ton of touchdowns near the goal line. Deshaun Kizer even scored one of them.
That's true.
Detroit. I'm gonna say McKinnon still for the upside.
Okay, rapid fire, a few more here. Dave, you ready?
I am ready, sir.
Sean says Roethlisberger or Cam?
Roethlisberger.
Rick, Stafford or Mariota?
Mariota.
Matt just asked the same question, so Matt, you got your answer too. Andrew Simon, if I trade for Kirk Cousins, should I dump Alex Smith?
You could, or just include Alex Smith in part of the trade.
That's true. Will Fuller or Larry Fitzgerald?
Fitzgerald.
Shepard, Thomas, Cooper, pick 2.
I would go with Shepard and Thomas if Shepard is healthy, but if Shepard is not healthy, then that's the guy you're sitting.
There you go. All right, Dave, great stuff,
man. Buddy.
You got it, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
I'm always thankful and grateful to be on the air with you guys.
We appreciate it.
Talking to everybody in Cleveland.
Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.